Are you jumping?
Let's jump on the lorry.
Jumping on the lorry?
Ben's gone home.
Ben's gone home?
And Thomas has walked home. Thomas has gone home.
Thomas has come home.
Home.
Well, we've just been to Ben and Charlotte's house, haven't we?
Mm.
And when we came home, there was a big green truck outside our house delivering a parcel to some of the neighbours. So you sat outside in your pushchair, didn't you?
No,
and watched it.
What happened? Slaps.
What happened?
Bang! Shouted. Very loud.
Bang. Shouted very loud?
Yes, it was bang.
Oh, was that when he closed the door at the back? Was there a really loud bang?
Yes.
Who shouted? Did the driver shout or did you shout?
No.
Nobody shouted. It was just the noise, was it?
Yes.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my God.
No, don't say that. That's not nice, is it? It's not nice saying that. Mummy's going to wipe our shoes because we've walked through the park and we're very muddy, aren't we?
Very muddy. Poof, turtle. What a mess.
I think after we've sorted out the shoes, we need to get you changed and then we can think about having something to eat.
Shout it very loud.
You lifted my shoes up onto your box. Our shoes are very dirty, Thomas. I'm just going to give them a wipe. Is that all right?
From my leggings.
So what else have we been doing today?
Been in the park, reading our lives, been in the shoes.
You've been to the park?
Been to the shoes.
Been what, darling?
Been to shoes.
Been to shoes?
To the lollies for these bees.
I don't know what you're saying.
To the babies.
Babies?
Babies.
What are you saying?
Sit in the big truck.
Sit in the big truck? Are you
Bang!
I see. You're sitting on your toy box, but you're pretending it's the big truck that we've just seen outside, aren't you?
Truck in the west now. Truck in the west.
The truck what?
Little rest now.
A little rest now? Oh, the truck's having a little rest now, is it? Well, it's not making any deliveries here, but I would imagine it's driving somewhere through Manchester now. Or perhaps it's stopped off at somebody else's house and it's making some deliveries. Just think the driver could be opening and closing the door all over again, couldn't he?
What did it out the cab?
Get out of the cab?
Jumps.
Oh, he jumped out of the cab, did he?
Mm-hmm. Paul's so sick. He wanted a body. 2,000.
Sue's house.
Yes.
Why are you talking about Sue's house?
Two parcels.
Two parcels for Sue's house. It wasn't actually Sue's house that the driver was going to, but he was stopped quite near Sue's house, wasn't he?
You are Sue.
Oh, I see. You're delivering some letters, are you? Pretending they're going to Sue. You got a letter, didn't you, today?
Coughing.
You're coughing?
Yeah. more letters for Sue.
More letters for Sue.
It just dropped a rest.
You spent hours and hours playing with her.
Look at letters to Sue's house.
I'm looking at all the letters going to Sue's house, and I'm just thinking how you played hours and hours with this old box and all the old cards and envelopes. You've had hours of fun, haven't you?
Mm.
All these expensive toys. And you prefer old envelopes and an old box as a postbox, don't you?
Look at all the letters.
Are you saying look at all the letters?
Letters.
Oh, it's exciting, isn't it?
You're in a train, Sue's house.
You're going in the train to Sue's house?
Yeah.
Well, you saw that on Auntie Maiden and Pippin, didn't you? That letters, once the postbox has been emptied, the letters get sorted into sacks and they go on the train, don't they?
Yeah.
Then they go to another post office where they're sorted for delivery. What the postman knows.
Main sorting office.
A big sorting office, that's right. And they went through that machine very, very quickly, didn't they?
Yeah.
You've got lots of letters, Thomas, and you're going to get more towards Christmas, aren't you, when everybody's sending one another Christmas cards?
Christmas cards.
We've bought all our stamps for the Christmas cards, haven't we?
Mm.
Do you remember going into the post office? Buying all those cards. Not cards, stamps.
Mm-hmm. That one's been washed today.
Pardon? Not been crossed?
Crushed? Yeah.
It's been crushed, that's right. You're holding a white envelope and it's all screwed up. How do you think it's got crushed, Thomas?
Bang!
No, it's been howled. What do you think's happened to it? To get it crushed?
Something little smashed.
Something smashed it?
Yes.
Oh dear, dear. There we are, shoes clean.
But she's painted it.
Well, they're a little bit dirty underneath, but I wiped them with a cloth. They could do the polish, really, couldn't they? They could do with a nice polish. We polished them before we went to the christening on Sunday, didn't we? Do you remember going to Abigail's christening?
Did you watch that on the phone? Oh dear. Mummy?
Yes?
What's that?
That's what my darling.
What's that?
Ah, this is addressed to you. Let's have a look at it.
No.
This is a footnote. We've got to keep this because this came in the post today and it says... Who's that?
What's that?
Looks like one of the tweenies. Look, there's a stamp like we bought the other day. It's a Christmas stamp. And it was posted in Stockport. It's written in red pen. It came through the post specially for Thomas, didn't it?
No.
Let's open it and see what's inside.
No, don't. No, shut it up.
Shut it up. Who's that?
Shut it.
It says, it's Molly's birthday. Molly's actually born on Christmas Day, wasn't she? Molly will be 5 on Christmas Day.
Shut it.
Thomas, please come to my party on Tuesday 21st of December from 3:45 until 6 p.m. at Hadfield Library Room. And it says RSVP, we've got to reply. Oh, it's a Rugrat. I don't watch the Rugrats. And it says, made especially for you by Molly Lou. Hadfield Library Room is above Hadfield Library at the top of the station road. opposite the railway station. That's an invitation for Thomas to go to Mummy's birthday party.
What's that?
Would you like to go?
What happened?
You went to Molly's birthday party last year and it was held between Christmas
and... Oh, yeah!
That's come out of the envelope.
Yay!
It was between Christmas and New Year and they had it at a place where there was a big ball pool and you and Daddy were jumping around in all the balls and having great fun.
Oh, dear! I took it!
No, shut it. Well, you shut it. There we go. Put the invitation back in. That's it. Gently. Gently. And then we can close the envelope.
Thank you.
Thank you. We've closed it, haven't we? It's shut now.
I jumped up.
You jumped up? Did you say I jumped up? Yes, you have jumped up, haven't you?
Right.
Right. Well, have you finished making your deliveries?
Oh, yes.
Oh, we could do really, Thomas, now. Are you having a change? And then thinking about lunch?
No.
No?
Bye! 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 Very loud.
Very loud. Are you pretending to be the driver in his cab?
Yeah. I mean... Have I made the truck? Tell him it's...
Are you drinking juice?
What?
Thomas drinking some juice?
Oh, yes. No change.
Yes, you've got to have a change.
No, I don't.
Yes, you can.
No.
Listen, Thomas, you've had milk. You've had juice. You're drinking more juice. You're going to be very wet.
No, not wet. No, not wet. No change. No change!
Yes, you need changing. Come on.
Oh, no!
Come and see what Mummy's got on the table.
Oh, wait!
You come and see what Mummy's got on the table.
What's that? What's that?
We bought those this morning, haven't we?
What's that come from?
I choose. Ah, what is it?
A whistle.
Right.
Lots of whistles.
And lots of whistles.
Leave it in the passage. Leave it. Lots of whistles.
Lots of whistles.
Yeah. Lots of whistles.
Well, we saw these this morning, didn't we? Because you like
sit
these.
Sit down, Mummy.
Sit down, Mummy.
Yes.
Thank you. You like these little whistles, don't you?
Oh my God.
Thomas, don't keep saying that, please. That's not nice.
Get a ladder out.
Get a ladder out. That's not a ladder. That's your little chair.
No, not chair. A ladder. One up.
We're climbing up.
Oh yes. And that's it. Blow one.
You're going to blow one? Oh! That did make a noise at the end, didn't it? Oh, tell this. Look, there's some red ones, some yellow ones, green ones, blue ones. Well, you can blow those if that's right, if you get on there and we get you changed.
Look around the ladder. No, look at him. No, don't! Oh.
Come on, you can still look at them while you're having a change. Well, I was thinking I must get some for Christmas, and when we went out this morning, when we went out this morning, we saw them, didn't we?
Funny noise come from.
Funny noise come from?
Yes.
Right, you're going to have your vest changed now because you're a bit wet, aren't you?
No.
Oh, I think you mean yes.
No. Yellow whistles.
Yellow whistles? All different coloured whistles, aren't they?
Yeah.
Right, would you like to just lift your arms up and take your vest off, please?
Lots of whistles.
A lot of whistles.
What a mess.
What a mess?
I didn't get letters. No, let it off. Whistle out, did it.
What are you saying?
The whistles.
Talking about the digger?
No, the whistles out. Oh dear. Funny noises? Yes, it is funny.
You're making funny noises, aren't you?
No, I don't.
I think you are.
No.
You normally get whistles at birthday parties, don't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember going to Rachel? Well, it was Jonathan's party, actually, I think, the last one. And you got a whistle, and we found it not many weeks ago, didn't we? Mummy found it, yes. We were looking through some things. We came across it, didn't we?
You did, the trainer. Let's get Mummy up.
A crane? You're going to lift Mummy up?
Right. Yes.
Can you just lie down, please, while we get this done? Your sore bottom's looking better already. We put some cream on, didn't we? Before we went out, we put some cream on. And it's obviously been working because you don't look quite as sore. You're going to use your potty soon.
Oh, no.
No?
That's all whistles.
You want to blow the whistles instead? Do you remember when we went to Abigail's christening on Sunday, that little boy called Harry?
Mm-hmm.
He was a lot younger than you and he sat on a potty, didn't he?
Maybe. It's a whistle. Leave it there.
You're leaving the whistles there, are you?
Yeah.
There should be.
Here. There's one.
There should be 11 whistles because we asked for 10. And the lady said, I'll give you 11. I'll give you one extra in case one's not working. It was nice of her, wasn't it?
Mm, yeah. Whoops.
Do you want to lie down?
No.
What are you thinking? You've gone quiet.
No.
Thinking about birthday parties?
Oh, no.
No?
No.
No. Are you alright?
No.
What's the matter, sweetheart?
Sit down.
You want to sit down? That's alright, you can sit down.
And all the whistles. Whistles.
There are a lot of whistles.
Funny.
Can you look at the whistles and tell me what's on them? Look, these have circles. Can you see these round shapes? But this one has a star shape. Like Twinkle Twinkle, little star. Some have stars and some have circles. They're all different colours, aren't they?
I don't know. I don't know.
You don't want to lie down?
No. And Hello, Whistles. What are you doing around here?
Hello, Whistles. What are you doing around here?
Poo. Meaning disgusting, a lot of whistles.
Poo, you smell disgusting, a lot of whistles. A lot of whistles together don't smell disgusting.
Oh, yes.
You keep saying that because of that book. Last night when I was getting you to sleep, I said, shall we have a story? And instead of you saying the one about the dog that goes for a walk and falls in a ditch and gets dirty, you said...
Poo farty pants.
Poo farty pants. No, you didn't say that. You said, poo, you smell disgusting one. No, Thomas, don't, because you're going to hurt Mummy's neck doing that.
Too loud. She's like a roll stars. Green
ones. No, the green one's got circles.
No, it's shapes.
Shapes, that's right.
What's that?
That's star shaped. Like the stars in the sky at night.
Night night. Night night.
Night night.
Hot shorts. No star shape. No stars.
No stars.
No stars. Muddy in a train house. No, this is nice.
You're building a train?
Yes. Muddy in it.
You're building?
Sister, please. Yes, please.
You just had a wee, Thomas?
Yeah.
Oh dear, dear.
Wipe it off for you.
You're wiping it off for me? Thank you. Is that what you wanted to do?
Yeah. The trains.
Oh, don't worry. Let's lift your arms up.
I dropped.
You dropped a whistle? You're a good boy doing that, aren't you?
Have a digger, please. Have a digger, tidy up.
Have a digger, tidy up. You want to do some tidying up?
Mind the shoes.
Mind the shoes.
Not wear the shoes. Don't worry.
Don't worry, shoes. I don't think they're really worrying, are they?
No.
No.
Shouted at the policeman. Shouted.
The policeman shouted.
Mm.
Which policeman?
Shouted very loud.
Shh! Don't shout. The policeman shouted very loud.
Yes.
Which policeman, Thomas?
Policeman boy?
Yeah.
Hey, you're on bit of soap. Bit of soap.
Bit of soap?
Bit of loss. Bit of use. Bit of loss.
I can't tell what you say.
Hello?
Hello.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello, Mummy.
Hello,
Thomas. It's coming in it.
That's not nice, is it, saying that?
The driver! Oh, no!
What's happened to the driver of the digger?
Found him.
Well, I looked for him yesterday, Thomas, and I couldn't see him. I don't know what's happened. I don't know where he's gone. Have you put him somewhere safe?
Oh, yeah.
Can you remember where?
Yeah.
Whereabouts?
Mummy find.
No, but Mummy can't find it because I looked and I couldn't see him. But if you remember where you put him, then that would be really helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
It would be helpful if you could tell me. Can you not remember?
No.
No Diggerman.
Tired.
The truck's tired?
Yes, between truck.
It's tired?
Yes, a between truck.
Do you mean it's got a lot of tires, or you mean it's tired, sleepy? It wants a rest?
Maybe. mean drop.
Oh, sleepy like that, you're lying down to show me.
Mean drop.
That sort of sleepy.
No, the green wheels. The green wheels. That's the green wheels. That's the green wheels.
Those are blue wheels on your digger, aren't they?
Lovely wheels. The green wheels.
Did it have green wheels as well, the truck?
Brown wheels.
Did it have brown wheels? Mm-hmm. Yes, I think it had normal wheels, didn't it? But the lorry was certainly green. A big green truck.
A green. Not fall down.
Not fall down.
Train truck going.
Just lie still now while we get this done. We got you all cleaned up, haven't we? And then you did a wee, so we've had to do it again. Maybe put some more special cream on, Thomas.
No. Don't.
Can't?
No cream.
No cream?
No solo.
No, but we put cream on before and it's so much better than it was at breakfast time, Thomas. So if we keep putting cream on, then hopefully by bedtime, it's going to be really better, isn't it?
Really better.
Special cream makes it better. Do you remember that day you fell in the park and you grazed your knee? And when you got to Grandma and Grandad's house, Grandad put some special cream on it, didn't he? Magic cream. Doesn't always work. Sometimes it's nice.
Can
you just lie still a moment there, please? Just lie still a minute, please. Just lie still a minute, please. Have the digger in the minute. I just want you to know. Is that what the digger does? It goes up?
Yes. Down.
Up and down?
Down, bumped. Oh dear, what a mess!
Oh dear, what goes up and down and bumps and then you say, oh dear, what a mess? What are you talking about now? Just nice to
lie down.
No, I'm sorry, I know you don't want to lie down. What are you talking about that goes up and down and makes a mess?
Mummy, Mummy.
No, Mummy doesn't smell disgusting. It is not a nice thing to say to me. Mummy smells nice.
No, bit of stick.
Bit of what, darling?
Bit of stick.
Bit of stick?
No. Flail sharpened. Something.
What's that?
Something there.
Something there? You've seen something. Do you know what it is? It's a bit of cornflakes stuck to your trousers from breakfast time. Because these aren't the trousers.
No.
Thomas, what's the matter?
Crunch.
Crunch?
Crunch.
There?
Yeah.
No, but it's on the outside of the trousers, so it's not hurting your foot, is it? There we are, we've scraped it off. These are not the trousers that you go out in.
No.
These are just a pair of trousers that we'll slip on now before your lunch. Because we've got to get some clean trousers ironed. Oh no, don't eat that, it's dirty now. No, because those cornflakes are left from breakfast and they've got
milk now!
And they've got milk on them, so can you imagine?
No, I can't.
No, you can't.
No, the digger going back.
I'll get the digger for you.
Well, got digger bump.
I'll tell you, Thomas, they won't be very nice. They'll be all soggy and soft and milk's probably gone sour.
Drink.
Can't drink milk when it's gone sour, can you? Silly.
Not silly.
It is to drink sour milk. There's your digger. There's the digger. There's the digger.
Let's
go.
Let's go.
dinosaurs?
Yes!
Well, I was just trying to clear the table. We've got to have lunch.
Oh, look at all!
There are a lot of whistles there.
No,
hello! What do you want? Please, may I have all the whistles?
Blue, my whistles.
There you are. That's all the whistles now.
Wear me up.
Are you happy now?
Yeah.
Good.
You're going up. Going up.
It's going up. What are you doing? Lifting all the diggers up with your whistle? Lifting all the whistles up with your digger? Thomas?
Yeah.
Yes, is that what you're doing? I'm just checking when I've got the pram back here that we've got a clean vest for me. Will they not fit in?
No! Yes, it is fitting.
They do fit in?
Yes.
This is a strange shape, really, aren't they, to go in there?
Look! Oh, dear! Oh, no!
What's that?
One whistle's fallen down.
One whistle's fallen down?
Fitting all up. It's a door! Lots of whistles going up.
Lots of whistles going up there. You're lifting them high in the air, but you've got to hold on to them, haven't you, to support them? They don't travel easily on their own, do they?
Going down.
Do you feel a bit happier now? Yeah. You were a bit upset before, weren't you? I don't know why. Who have we seen today? We see Ben and Charlotte.
No.
We have. And Lynn. We haven't seen Isabel though, have we? Because she's on holiday. And we didn't see Jo and Becky because they're on holiday. Everybody's on holiday, Thomas.
Everybody's on holiday.
Everybody's on holiday. We went on holiday a few weeks ago, didn't we? Do you remember?
Yeah. No, I wandered.
With Grandma and Grandma, that's right. And where did we go? Where did we go?
McDonald's.
Went to McDonald's?
No.
Well, I think we went to Spain, Thomas.
Have a mixer.
Have a mixer?
Please.
Well, I think the mixer is upstairs, isn't it?
Yeah.
In the bathroom.
Dumper truck.
Dumper truck, alright. Yeah. Would you just like to wipe your nose? Please don't get upset, Thomas. It's not worth it to me.
It's not.
not snot.
Yes.
Are you talking about a pig when you say snot, snot?
Yes, a pig. Snot,
snot. Why don't you say pig instead of snot, snot?
Don't put your that's a lot of letters. That's a lot of letters.
A lot of whistles.
In the...
A lot of whistles in the dump truck.
Oh no!
Lizzie, what's happened?
One's fallen down!
One's fallen down? Oh dear, dear.
Try. Oh, that's it! Oh no! One's fallen down!
Yes, but I think they're quite a strange shape, Thomas. Look,
it's a fresh! Let the door there.
Yeah.
Oh, turn it.
Is it funny? You've done that very well, actually, haven't you?
Sorry, Mummy, not mean that.
Sorry, Mummy, not mean that. What? Did you get upset earlier on?
No, Mummy.
It doesn't matter, my darling. Let me give you a kiss.
No.
We have days like that, Thomas, when we just don't feel. Look, I found three more whistles. We have days like that when we just feel fed up, don't we?
Oh, I'm fitting.
Will you fit in?
Oh, yeah.
Very good. That's clever, isn't it? It's exciting that they've all fitted in.
Oh, yeah.
Right, there you are. Let's have some lunch now. Let's put the whistles there. You can look at them while you're eating your lunch, can't you?
No, what's that do?
Yes, you can still look at them.
Oh.
So, listen to me. If you get them very dirty with food, we'll have to throw them away. So you better just leave them there, looking at them while you eat your lunch, and then play with them afterwards. Look. Yes?
I love puppies.
You can still look at them. Whoopsie-daisy. Anyway, you've got sausage roll. Would you like some cheese as well?
No. We're going to eat it.
We didn't go to the sausage roll shop, did we?
No. Round and round.
It's going round and round. I can hear you crunching on those crisps. When you go to stay with Grandma and Grandad, you can take one of those whistles with you if you like.
Oh, no.
Are you going to stay with them?
No.
No? Do you not want to go and stay with Grandma and Grandad?
No.
Oh, you wouldn't?
No, Sharon and David.
And Sharon and David? You'll go and see Sharon and David and Auntie Patty?
No. No, Auntie Patty, no.
Well, surely it'd be more fun than staying at home with just
Mummy. No, Auntie Patty, no holidays.
No Auntie Patty, no holidays?
Yeah.
Do you not want to go and stay?
No.
I'm sure you will when you get there, Thomas.
Oh.
Mummy was just checking the ring light's working because you normally tell me and you haven't told me today.
Oh. Oh
dear, the whistles have fallen out now, haven't they?
They're wetting. No! I burned all of them out.
Tip them all out? You're using the trailer to tip them all out onto the table? Your hair's all sticking up because you had a woolly hat on this morning when we went out. And it's all sticking up. You're shaking your head like you do when you see Demetra.
No, do that.
She shakes her head like that, doesn't she? She does it so that you can see her hair moving. It makes you laugh, doesn't it? Mm. Going to have a little bit more sausage roll?
No.
No, thank you.
Thank you.
Would you like some cheese?
No, no, Mummy eat it.
Mummy eat it?
Yes, please. Eat an ananas.
Eat an ananas?
Yeah. They're funny ananas.
What's an ananas?
Funny.
They're funny, yes, but what are ananas?
Funny.
What do you mean lalas are funny?
Boop poops.
Boop poops.
Pop!
I really don't know what you're meaning, Thomas.
Mummy, do that.
What would you like Mummy to do?
To pop pop.
Pop pop.
I did do that.
You used to say that in the summer when we were sitting outside and we could hear trains coming past. You were always telling Brian and Linda that the trains were saying boop boop. You have that storybook, don't you, Thomas the Tank Engine, where one of the engines stays in a tunnel and he doesn't come out. But the other trains, when they go past him, say boop boop. You know the story I'm talking about?
Mm.
Which is the train?
Oh, Henry.
Henry? Does Henry say boop boop? Oh, or is Henry the one stuck in the tunnel?
In the tunnel.
Is it not Percy that got stuck in the tunnel?
Oh, Henry.
It's Henry. Henry and Percy are both green, aren't they? Or is Percy blue?
Green.
Oh, I only know that Thomas the Tank Engine is blue and that Henry's green. I get mixed up with the others. Oh, I know that James is red. Because the storybook says James is a cheerful red engine. Everything we've read about Percy, he seems very grumpy, doesn't he? He doesn't seem a happy engine. I feel grumpy sometimes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Poo.
Poo?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Into your paper now.
Empty the papers out. Is that what you saw the recycling people doing this morning? Emptying the papers out. You've actually got a touch of cold at the moment, haven't you? So no. That's why you're grumpy. You've not been sleeping. Remember what Mummy said about if they get food on them, Thomas, we've got to throw them away. If they get crumbs on them. No, no, no. If you do that, they've got to go in the bin. You mustn't do that, please.
Rust.
Eat some lunch and then we can have your hands washed and you can play with them all.
I'm sticky.
sticky?
Sticky hands.
You've got sticky hands?
No.
Oh, I thought you said you had.
No, I can't.
Your hands aren't sticky.
Birdie, I was red.
Odie, what?
Busy a bed.
Sounds like you're saying, oh dear, busy a bed.
I'm a cursy a bed.
Percy a bed?
A bed, yeah.
Percy the tank engine?
Mmm.
Do you mean he's gone to bed in the engine shed with the other engines?
Gordon. Gordon there.
Gordon's in the engine shed.
Yeah.
Who else is in the engine shed? Would you like a few more crisps? Because you didn't have a full packet before, it was just a few that were left in the other day.
Oh no.
Oh yeah, there's some bread there, isn't there? Oh, whoops-a-daisy. Is that the dumper truck falling on the floor?
Yes, yes. The what?
Thank you. Are these for me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you very much, Thomas. That's nice of you to share. You're a good boy sharing things, aren't you?
Hello.
Oh, thank you very, very much. Have you got enough yourself?
Oh, yes.
You've got plenty without having these.
Okay. Got a space.
A little space?
Rocket.
A space rocket?
Yeah.
You think the whistles look like a space rocket? Wow.
Space rocket fall down.
Space rocket fall down. That's another book, isn't it, when we read about Tom and Pippo the monkey. Because Tom sees the moon in the sky and he rather fancies visiting the moon. His daddy tells him that a man lives on the moon.
Just in the rocket.
That's right. And Tom says he'd like to go to the moon. And Daddy said, well, people have been to the moon, but they have to go in a rocket. And so Tom said, well, he'd like to go with Pippo in the rocket. And Daddy should come too. But then his daddy says the moon's a very, very long way away. So Tom thinks, well, perhaps we'll go to the moon another day. Tonight we'll just go to bed. And the storybook shows him sitting there looking out of the window at the moon in the sky.
Purdy's crying.
Purdy's crying. Hello, Purdy. What's the matter, sweetheart?
What happened, sweetheart?
Hello, Purdy.
Let's see ya.
Oh, are you saying what happened, sweetheart? Because that's what I say to Purdy. What happened, sweetheart?
Purdy's sweetheart?
Yeah, she's Mummy's sweetheart, isn't she?
Yes. Oh dear!
Mummy just dropped her little biscuit.
Oh no!
We saw.
Silly Purdy.
No, it wasn't Purdy's fault. It was Mummy's fault for being silly. Mummy was the one that dropped
them.
We saw Lynn, Ben, and Charlotte's pussycat, didn't we, today? What's their pussycat called?
Lion.
Lion? No, it's a tiger. It's called Tiger. It's not fluffy like Purdy, but it's a very dark colour, isn't it, like Purdy? A mackerel tabby, very dark coloured.
Look, Purdy. full of nut butter.
Poor Thomas, you've got a runny nose, haven't you?
No.
Oh, don't sniff, that's not nice.
What's at home? Do you want honey?
You offering Purdy a whistle? Oh, I don't think Purdy will like those, Thomas. They're going to be a little bit too loud for her. And do you remember what Mummy said to you the other day? You never point them in anybody's face, do you? You do them to the side. You never, ever point them directly in somebody's face. That's a good boy. That is a good boy. But Purdy's not going to like them. She doesn't like noises, does she?
No.
He wants some
noises. A tip.
Now, just because I've said Purdy doesn't like noises doesn't mean you have to start making a lot of noise. She's eating a lunch, isn't she? It's always best not to disturb her when she's eating. Oh dear, what happened? Did you start to cough?
2 minutes
of the dinner. She hasn't any of those things. She's beautiful. Birdie's perfect in every way. She might have a big tummy after she's eaten all her dinner.
The tummy minutes.
No, she might have a big tummy because she's eaten a lot of food, but she hasn't anything else that you're saying. So what do you say to Mummy for buying you those whistles?
Thank you so much, indeed.
Thank you so much, indeed. It's quite all right, Thomas.
2 fat things.
No.
Vitamin.
No.
She'll be done with Birdie.
No, she hasn't. I'm just saying, her tummy might be a little bit large after she's eaten, but she's not really got a fat. She's very nice, isn't she? You're telling her to be quiet. Can you hear her chewing her food?
Funny.
That's right, it's funny. She's biting and crunching. What's she doing?
The tube. Big fat tummy.
Oh, no, she hasn't a big fat tummy. She's finished her lunch now anyway, hasn't she?
She's sleeping video.
Sleeper video?
Yeah, please. Watch a video now.
You want to watch a video?
Where?
You want to sleep in front of a video?
Yes,
please. No, we've got things to do.
Bye-bye, Purdy. See you in the morning. See you in the morning.
You're waving bye-bye to Purdy.
Bye-bye in the morning.
You're telling her you'll see her in the morning?
In the morning.
You always say morning, don't you? You used to say morning. Would you like some more bread?
Pop, pop.
Crusty bread?
No, no.
No, no. Oh, you said no, no, and you're eating it straight away. I think you meant yes. Didn't you?
Yeah.
Yes.
Big fat. Me.
Big fat tummy. Oh, Thomas. If you go around telling everybody they've got big fat tummies, you're going to find that you haven't got a lot of friends. Nobody's going to want to mix with a little boy who tells them they've got a big fat tummy. And can you imagine if people kept telling you you had a big fat tummy? You wouldn't be very pleased, would you?
No.
No, you wouldn't. Right, what's Mummy doing now?
What's happened?
I'm just plugging the iron in. Because while you're finishing your lunch, Mummy can start ironing your trousers, can't she? They weren't dry enough earlier on when I was doing some ironing. I think they're all right now. And we're going to have to put the check trousers in the washing machine, aren't we?
Wash basin. Wash basin.
The wash basin? Are you thinking again about the Tom and Pippo story?
Space rocket.
Space rocket. Well, Tom and Pippo went out, didn't they, with their mummy for a walk. And I think, were they running up a hill?
He was on a space rocket.
Space rocket. I think they were running either up or down a hill and they fell. And when they got home, mummy had to put Tom straight in the bath. And she put Pippo in the basin, the wash basin, didn't she? And then what happened? After they got all nice and clean and dry, they sat in front of the fire and had a warm drink, that's right. What do you think they were drinking?
Pippo.
What do you think they were drinking?
Pippo's.
Pippo's?
Yeah.
What's Pippo's?
Look at Pippo.
They might have been drinking warm milk.
Yeah.
Or it could have been
hot chocolate.
It could have been hot chocolate.
Let me do it.
Thomas, just remember what I said about the whistles and the food. If they get dirty, they've got to go in the bin. No, not in the food.
They'll fall down the bin.
They're falling down. But there's an apple here. Do you like some apple? There you are.
No, I don't have a big one. Have a big one, please.
No.
Big one.
No, we can't have a big apple. There's apple there.
A big one.
No, Thomas, it's all cut up nicely for you. No, because if you have a big one, I've got to stay with you to make sure that you don't start eating the core and the pips and all the seeds. And Mummy's just started doing some ironing, hasn't she? You usually have a big apple with Daddy at bedtime, don't you? Sit on Daddy's knee and share an apple or a banana. Sometimes both.
We have a bear. Then that's in shape. Space rocket.
You're talking about a space rocket again. Is that what you would take to the moon if you were visiting? You'd take an apple, a banana and some pears?
Yeah.
Would you? What else would you take?
Oranges.
Oranges?
Pears.
Yes, oranges and pears.
A little bag.
What else?
Bananas.
Because it is a very, very long way away, the moon, isn't it?
Maybe. You what?
Thomas, not in food.
Okay, yes, food.
There we are, trousers ironed. I'm just going to see if there's anything else.
No.
Well, I've got the ironing board up.
Iron board. I like the ironing board.